The Most Powerful Argument, June 26. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Of his true followers the Lord says, This people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. They are my witnesses, my chosen representatives, in an apostate world. God calls for our cooperation. His requirements are just and reasonable. When we take the name of Christ, we pledge ourselves to represent him. In order for us to be true to our pledge, Christ must be formed within, the hope of glory. The daily life must become more and more like the Christ life. We must be Christians in deed and in truth. Christ will have nothing to do with pretense. He will welcome to the heavenly courts those only whose Christianity is genuine. The lives of professed Christians who do not live the life of Christ are a mockery to religion. God does not ask us to purchase his favor by any costly sacrifice. He asks only for the service of a humble, contrite heart, which has gladly and thankfully accepted his free gift. The one who receives Christ as his personal Savior has in his possession the salvation provided by Christ. And he is never to forget that as he has freely received, so he is freely to impart. Do you realize your value in the sight of God? He says, Ye are laborers together with me. Are you letting your light shine in clear rays to a fallen world? Are you seeking to exercise every faculty and every power which God has given you? You may not be a minister, but you can be a witness. You may not be an eloquent speaker, but you can be eloquent in living Christ. You can be eloquent in letting your light shine before men. A true, lovable Christian is the most powerful argument that can be advanced in favor of Bible truth. Such a man is Christ's representative. His life is the most convincing evidence that can be borne to the power of divine grace. When God's people bring the righteousness of Christ into the daily life, sinners will be converted and victories over the enemy will be gained.